does the story do any about that? They built a memorial to those two young fellows.
That's the same day.
That was his, yes.
Yeah. Dunvarine. Yeah.
What happened to the two young men?
The bulk of the Highland Army, they defeated the Highland Army, crossed the Nairn, crossed the Findhorn, and the camp below Corrybrough, under George Murray, the only bloke with any sense in the Highland Army. He gathered them, but there were stragglers across the road, you know. And these two young stragglers, they didn't make it across the river. And so they fell asleep at the top of the where Wade's Road climbs the terrace, Dunvarine. They fell asleep in the hollow there, and they were killed in the hollow. They just left.
Murdered.
So the,
and just left to.
And left just.
And there's a stone at Inverine.
The bars of the story that the next day, probably the bars themselves are people. They knew, you know, took the bodies down Wade's Road and buried them in the beside the arable ground, you know, down in the floodplain of the Findhorn. Mm. That's where we built the cairn. It opened in 2005.
And that's just
we built that one at the top as well, you know, a kind of information plaque at the top, you know. It's built in a square of stone.
Uh-huh. Was that where they actually died?
No, but that was the... No, I suspect it's just across from here where the hollow is, you know. Mm-hmm. Still very prominent, you know. Yes.
One of the things you told me when we were at the history thing was you told me about a lumber mill that was run by water at Moy. Is that
That's
right?
That's right, yeah.
I didn't know if your family had any connection with that.
No, not the family, no. The old man's very good at identifying disturbed ground, you know, no matter where it was, you know. Now, of course, they built the road. Since that mill was in operation, that horizontal mill was in operation, they built the road across, probably across the, what do you call it, the tail race, you know. They still needed that, an inlet and an outlet.
Oh,
you know?
Right, yes.
But I remember the old man, Jiminy's Bar was there as well, as they were wandering about. Because Jimmy had a story about the mill being closer to Achindelan, you know, higher up.
Right, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But the old man reckoned there was never a mill there for some reason. Uh-huh. So the two of them argued about it. So the three of us went down and had a look. And the old man pointed out that horizontal mill. He said, of course, Jimmy, I said, well, look, see that row of rushes? He said, only a short row. That straight row of rushes, that's the tail race of this mill. Even after all these
years.
So that's all the old man needed, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, tail race. We'd better go and investigate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing comes together. There's an awful lot of work done about Moy when I think it was Aeneas Matus, whatever chief he was, returned from the American War's independence.
Mm-hmm.
He did an awful lot of work in the Moy estate, mm-hmm. including deepening that Funtuck that runs past Gunstad Bridge, you know.
Did he?
I think he lowered the level of Loch Moy, but it's either 6 or 8 feet.
Oh. Was it he who built the canal then?
I think it must have been, but I know it was just... I think it was built and then it was deepened again, you know.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know.
And he planted the trees.
Aye, but no, the mess you get around that loch now, I think that's a disgrace. You know, you can't see Loch Moy at all nowadays.
No.
Only from about 20,000 feet up.
They've grown up since you were in school.
Oh,
They've cut the other one side.
Oh,
a lot of the one side.
They want to cut
now.
This side as well. Because he lowered all that, he lowered the loch to improve the drainage on the arable ground, you know, on the main farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. He improved the farm?
Yeah,
yes.
General improvements. Mm. And of course, to keep the water out of the cellars of the big house. Every flood, you'd get up your knees in water.
Of course, the old king used to come to Moy, didn't he?
Yeah.
King George V, was it George V?
Was it the fifth? Aye. Yeah.
Do you remember the old Moy Hall?
The reading room?
The old Moy Hall, yes.
Aye, I certainly do, aye. Yeah, I can see the railway. Oh, the old Moy Hall, you're talking about the hall itself.
Yes.
Oh, I do, but I thought you were speaking about the reading room.
What was the reading room then?
The village hall.
Oh, the village hall, yes, with the dancers.
Aye.
Is that what they called it?
Aye, the reading room. It was built as a reading room with the market. Yes. He supplied papers and all the locals went down. Mm. Remember there was a wee square there. That's where all the... That's where the servants of the big house stayed, in that square. You know? Oh, right. It's all gone now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All demolished now.
Aye, the paper and the... You know, the paper and the clacker and all these people that worked in the... worked for him, you know. Mm. Or the main people that worked for him. Mm. They're all housed in that square with the reading room on the railway side. Yeah.
I didn't know that was there. I just remember the dances.
Yeah.
And the old Moy Hall, it was burnt down, wasn't it? No, it was knocked down.
No, it was... Aye.
Knocked down, I think, wasn't it?
Aye, that was just after I left the farm down there. I think they started building the present, big house. Mm-hmm. Remember, there was a huge fundraising effort in America before they built it. They took down the old hall. That probably blew it down, I think. There's not much left it now, is there? Well, it was certainly there at Culloden anyway. But that's where the Lady Anne entertained the prince, wasn't it? Before they're out to Moy. Mm-hmm. They're certainly there then.
Yes. Do you know anything about the Moy Church? The church at Moy?
Not a great deal, no. But 5-6 years ago when the redid the outside walls.
Uh-huh.
They took off all the rendering, you know?
Yeah.
All the Harlan and...
Oh, yeah.
Right around the whole place. So I've got a series of photographs through there of that, you know? And these walls have been reworked 18 times over the years.
Yes.
You know, the only time you could ever see it, you know, you could see where there was old doorways and altered windows, poor stonework and good stonework and whatnot, you know. So it's a right old building,
old
that,
building,
you know.
Yes, yes.
But she was winding down while the Highland soldiers were lying dying all over the place, huh? She was winding down and that's a good story, a good romantic story, the rebellion. I'm never going to achieve it, but it's a good romantic story. Strange thing, there wasn't many of these Manchesters from here, from Strathdearn. They were mostly from Strathnairn.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
That regiment, she was 600 men or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So who were the main clans around this area then? McBeans?
McBeans, of course. McQueens, Davidsons, McPhersons, of course.
It was supposed to be McQueen, wasn't it? McQueen that killed the last wolf.
Doing the strange. But then again, you see wee plaques all over Scotland where the last wolf was killed. There's one up in Broad. Side of the road, you know. I stopped one day and said, how dare they?